The following programming is sponsored by Father James N. Drucker. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Dan Hutt presents Harms, because there is a retired U.S. Air Force captain in the room. Honorable service during Desert Storm. But I guess you should salute from a kneeling position, because although people say he's one hell of a disc jockey, he's also an ordained Catholic priest. Here he is, Philly's doo-wop priest, Father Jim Drucker.
Rock and Roll Reveille is a sole production of Father Jim Drucker's Drucker Music Publishing, Broadcast Music Incorporated.
Welcome to Philadelphia's new show of doo-wop music and the caring for our military veterans, especially in the Philadelphia and area. Our show will feature doo-wop music and celebrity recording artists live in studio and by phone, heard here Saturdays at 4 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM. Simulcast also heard on WPEN FM 97.5, HD2.
Hi, this is Dee of the legendary Crystal. I always say I'm too young to be a legend, but anyway, it's hard to believe I'll be on the radio with a Catholic priest, Father Jim Drucker, playing Crystal's music and talking about my musical career.
There's a story I want you to know.
Joining Father Jim Drucker, Philadelphia's doo-wop priest, today on Rock and Roll Reveille. Stay tuned for a great show.
He gets up each morning and he goes downtown, where everyone's his boss and he's lost in an angry land. He's a little man, but then he comes uptown each evening to my tenement. When he's there with me, he can see that he's just one of a million guys. He don't get no breaks, and he takes all they got to give. Boss, he's got to live. But then he comes uptown where he can hold his head up high. Uptown, he knows that I'll be standing by. And when I take his hand, there's no man who could put him down. The world is sweet, it's at his feet when he's
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rock and Roll Reveille. Can you imagine that record? It is sensational. And the first hit record for Phil Spector with the famous Crystals. Now, before we invite on the air for this hour, a full hour of Dee Dee Kinnebrew, who has been with the Crystals since day one till today. She's a phenomenal lady. I emceed her show in 2013, I thought it was yesterday. 11 years ago, I emceed their show at the Times with Eddie Holman. Hey, they're a lovely girl. He sang it better than me. and the Duprees, it was wonderful. And I met her, and she's just a wonderful, wonderful lady. So I want to invite on the air right now. And by the way, I want to throw out a birthday greeting to Richie DeLago, who was with the Hooligans. What a great name. Well, come on, the Beatles. You know, when I first got a box of records of She Loves You from Bernie Binnick, it's one record. She said, Marianne, give Jimmy a box of those Bugs records, the Bugs, something, the kids, Bugs from England. It was the Beatles. Each of those records were $5,000 each, and a certain family member gave them all away while I was in Turkey, while I was in Desert Storm.
Father, what's our call-in number?
Oh, the other call-in number is 888-329-3306. So I'd like to invite, first of all, Richie, happy birthday. And also I want to say a big hi to Bobby Walmer, Walmer's Garage, who was a skook. And I was at St. Joe's with Father Ed Connolly for many years, the Italian parish, while I was the VA chaplain, Lebanon VA. And by the way, today is the feast, the holy feast of Saints Peter and Paul. It is the feast of the pillars of the Catholic Church, of our Christian faith. And when I was in Rome, Doc, jump in.
Yes, I'm listening, yeah. Father.
And Janine, you jumping in there?
Absolutely, sir.
And you too.
I jumped in the water.
That's Billy Carlucci of Danny and the Juniors and Billy and the Essential. But when I was there, I spent a whole week with Eddie McMahon, Father Ed McMahon, commander in Army and Marine talk.
Marine Corps, colonel.
Yeah, Marine Corps. He would be a lieutenant colonel.
He wasn't a colonel in the Marine Corps?
A full bird.
Yes.
No, he was a commander in the Navy.
I thought he was in the Marine Corps.
No, he took care of Marines, because you remember in the Marines, they were serviced by Navy personnel, medical, chaplains, and JAG officers. So he was a lieutenant colonel. I went to spend a week with him at La Maddalena. The women swam. Let me tell you, it was incredible. Beautiful Italian women. I can't share it on the air.
Share it with me later.
Okay. I can share it. I think they're beautiful.
Yeah, no, they were swimming half naked. I say that because it was true. I kept going with my hands. Yes, Father. Was that Father Ed? Yes, Father. They can't see what I'm doing here. It's funny. But anyway, I spent a week with them. We went back to Rome. I spent a week with them at the Bellarmina, and it was just wonderful. I visited Assisi. Anyway, so today, the day I wanted to go, the day I met the boy I'm going to marry, not me, that's Crystals. Anyway, the day I was going to go see the Colosseum, would you believe my luck, my last day there, that was in Turkey Station as a chaplain captain, visiting my buddy, Navy buddy, Father Ed McMahon, really a Catholic priest, Jesuit. I walk out on the road, and I'm going to go, everything was shut down. Because in Rome, the whole city
declares that day a holy day of obligation, and the whole city shut down for the whole day. Well, listen, enough of me, but we love our Lord Jesus Christ, and we have a great show lined up, so I'd like to invite Dee Dee Kinnebrew. Dee Dee, will you hop on here? And we'd like to talk music and your life, and it's just a blessing to have you on. Would you please say hello to our audience in Philadelphia, Dee Dee?
I want to say hello, and Philadelphia was always a good town for us. That was one of the first places we went as a group to, you know, promote our record when it came out, There's No Other Like My Baby. And, of course, at that age, we had never really left home. But I remember staying at the Benjamin Franklin.
Great hotel. Great hotel. Great.
Yes.
Now, listen, how old were you, Dee Dee, when you...
At that time, yeah. I had just turned 16 by the time we did that. When the record was done, I was 15. But during that, we did that in May. And when by the time the record came out in November, I had turned 16.
Wow. Would you name all the group, the original members, please?
Yes. At that time, we had Barbara Alston, who was our lead singer. Then we had Myrna Gerard, who unfortunately left us to get married pretty early. We had Patricia Wright, whose brother-in-law had written There's No Other along with Phil Spector and made our first hit. Then we had Mary Thomas, who went to school with Barbara. And we had, we had Barbara, Mary, Patricia, Dee Dee, and Myrna.
Now, were you all from New York, or were you from different cities, but you happened to merge into New York? Because I don't think you were born in New York, were you, Dee Dee?
No, I was born in New York. Yeah, I was born in Brooklyn.
We were
No, Barbara was born in Baltimore.
Oh, that's what
and
it was,
she
Baltimore.
She came to New York as a youngster, so all of her school days were in New York City. But all of us were born in Brooklyn, New York. That's where the group originated, and that's where we rehearsed, and and that's where we got together. But we weren't all at the same school.
Well, listen, let me ask you that. Back in those days, you were young, but do you ever remember being on the radio in Philadelphia? Because Philly's the fourth largest city in America, fourth market.
Oh, yeah, we did. Oh, gosh, yes. We were on the radio lots of times with High Lit, I'm kind of saying Jerry Blavitt. We did a lot of radio stuff. Philly was one of the best towns for us at that time.
And listen, Dee Dee, I ran the record hops in 1961 for Buzzy Curtis of blessed memory at Pottstown and the Phoenixville Armory. And he was on the famous, it was the New York City's ABC Philadelphia. It was WIBG Philadelphia. Anyway,
okay.
Billy Carlucci's with it. You remember Billy? You ever hear
of
Billy Carlucci?
I remember Billy. We did shows together back in the
day. Dee Dee, we had so much fun on the road. It's really, it's great to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's good to hear you, too. We did have a good time.
Yeah.
Yes.
You always sounded great. Everybody was always good. The dance steps, everything was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody loved you.
Dressed up to go on stage. Everybody was in costume and, you know, looking as best they could back in those days. You didn't go on with jeans. You went on with your costume.
We went dressed in. We had uniforms. Well, I call them uniforms.
Called them uniforms, too.
Now, listen, you're both singers, but you also were songwriters. Billy was a songwriter. He was a recording artist, and he cut in New York City, and you cut at some recording studios. What studios did you cut at in New York City?
Well, we cut at a studio called Mirror Sound. And the funny thing about that studio, it was in the back of a hotel. It was called the Hotel America. And you went through the lobby, which was very small.
Wow.
And you went in the back.
What a history.
And there was a full recording studio back there. And those were the days before cell phones. So there was a phone booth there. Sitting in the phone booth was the comedian Nipsey Russell.
For heaven's sakes.
So
what
he
a great
came
comedian.
Back.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you were you were 16 then, 15?
15 then.
Wow,
and
God.
On the wall at Mirror Sound was tacked was a book called Cashbox, which was like Billboard. And they put all of the songs that were going on, and if you got a red star, a bullet as they called it, to see where you were last week and where you were this week as your song was going up or down the charts.
The bullet was developed by Cashbox magazine, and in my opinion, and I've talked to many music directors of major market radio stations, was considered the better magazine over Billboard, as great as Billboard is. But it was climbing, like my record, Timothy, was sold 1 million records. I published the flip side, Drucker Music BMI, if you want to go to my site, Drucker Music Publishing BMI. And anyway, it's wonderful. Janine, hop in here and say a quick hi. And then, Billy, I want you to come back with more talk about music, records, and recording, and having a fun time here on WWDBAM-FM. FM is WPEN-FM, HD2. It's Father Jimmy Drucker, Nicholas Drucker from Kensington and Allegheny. Someone said, Father, you're not from Kensington, you're from Fishtown. Just jump in today. Just say hello.
It's so nice to talk to you, Dee Dee. What a pleasure. Gosh.
It has been a while since we've seen each other. I miss seeing my friends. Those were all the friends I had on the road, because I was on the road so much. All my friends I knew before, I never could keep in touch with, because if I wasn't in New Zealand or England or Germany or somewhere, I was never home.
Now, let me ask you this, Dee Dee. Were you on the Caravan of Stars on that bus with
many
great groups?
How many times?
Share some thoughts. Yes. Billy, you jump in, too, because you were in the Caravan of Stars, right?
I'm always in the Caravan of Stars. Right now.
Well, let me tell you, there'd be loads of acts on the bill. One thing that I liked that Dick Clark did was, at the end of the show, he was always taking pictures. He'd give everyone a little album with pictures and mementos from the show.
Oh, how wonderful.
So you'd get the bus driver, all of us would stand in front of the bus, and you'd have that, and then he'd take some shots of inside. Diana was sleeping on Lou Christie's head as she's sitting on the bus. And
the gypsy cried.
There were so many people on that show. We had, I can't even remember, because I did so many of them with him. In fact, the Supremes got their first hit on one of the shows, but that was our third or fourth Caravan of Stars. And we met them on the Dick Clark Caravan of Stars when they first put out Where Did Our Love Go?
Well, Dee Dee, thank you so much. You're really a terrific lady, beautiful lady, and a great artist. You know, I wish we could bring back the past, but
Amen.
All we could do is reminisce right now.
Yeah.
And I'm having a good time reminiscing.
Dee Dee, I wanted to jump in. How did Dick Clark stay so young and stay so good-looking? What was the secret?
Well, he was always good-looking.
But Dee Dee, remember, Dick Clark always took a nap at 3 o'clock
there
for half an hour.
Yeah.
Every day. He taught me how to do it. He says, Billy, you got to take a nap. Don't you take your nap? We're working in Vegas. Yeah.
Because then you're going to be fresh when the night comes along, you know? So, he was always, you know, people thought, well, how is he really? The way that you saw him on TV is basically the way he was. That was his personality. It was only one time that I saw Dick get a little crazy on the bus. But other than that, he was pretty much just like you saw him on TV, very sophisticated.
And Dee Dee, you did American Bandstand, TV Bandstand at 46th and Market Street many times, I'm sure, didn't you?
Oh, yes. And the first time we went on there with There's No Other, yes, I had my little poodle with me. And she was in the dressing room, and he says to me, I think you brought some company. And they brought my little doggy out.
How much was that doggy in the window?
Yes. I had bought myself a little white, tiny little poodle. She was on Dick Clark as well.
Now, Billy, you told me that you co-wrote songs with Hank Hunter?
Yeah, I wrote with Hank Hunter later on
with
in the years.
With Phil Spector?
With Phil Spector. Hank Hunter wrote with Phil Spector. Oh, yeah, Maybe Baby. He wrote that with
Which
Phil.
Was the flip side of one of these songs.
Correct.
Yes, There's No Other Like My Baby. Yes.
Which was the first song we played and the first hit for the
Crystals.
And
I want to tell you something about that. You Please. Know how Jerry Blavitt is.
I do.
Well, when Phil sent him the record, this is what Jerry said to me. He said he sent me that as the A-side, Oh Yeah, Maybe Baby. And I told him, I'm not playing that. That is not the hit.
Wow.
If you had a set of ears, you'd turn it over, because There's No Other Like My Baby is the hit. He said, and I'm not playing Oh Yeah, Maybe Baby. I'm playing There's No Other. And he was right.
The Get It With the Heater, The Boss with the Hot Sauce.
The Boss with the Hot Sauce. I said, Dee Dee, your favorite record is Why Do Fools Fall in Love, isn't it?
You know what? That's the first rock and roll record I ever heard. I think I was about 10 years old.
Well, I'm with you.
Yes.
Jerry Rose and the Dovells, right here with Father Jim Drucker, Philadelphia's doo-wop priest on WWDB AM 860 every Saturday night from 4 to 5 p.m. Keep on rocking, Father.
Listen, Dee Dee, that's Jerry Gross. I'm sure you were on the Caravan of Stars with Jerry Gross on the Dovells.
Many times. Many times. Hi, Jerry.
No, he's not. He that was a promo.
Oh, okay.
But he's
going to
be he's going to be on in 3
Jerry
weeks.
And
he's going to be on 3 weeks.
Arnie and Mike. Oh, I remember the guys. They were great. Mm-hmm. One of the first shows we did was with Murray the K doo-wop show at the Academy of Music, and they were on the bill. They had the white shirts with the big D on it.
And he was considered the fifth Beatle. Murray the K on WMCA,
oh,
the number two rocker to WABC.
Right.
The Crystals are one of the most prominent female groups of the 60s, along with the Dixie Cups, the Shirelles, the Ronettes, the Orlons, the Marvelettes. How did it feel to hear your first recording on the radio?
Well, let me tell you, Phil being the type of person he was, and he only produced us, he was not our manager.
That's Phil Spector.
He got a hold of, yes, Phil Spector and Lester Phil. He started to call the label Lees, but it was Phil Les. Phil Spector and Lester Phil. They didn't even have us signed to a contract, but when he heard how the song came out, which we were pleased, we did it in May. I came up from school one day and put on the radio, and there was the song. We didn't even have a recording contract, anything.
What station was it? Was it MCA or ABC?
I think it was in the afternoon, so it might have been the WMCA Good Guy.
Yeah, they were Good Guy. They were great, 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 great radio. And it was run. It was the program director was a female, a wonderful lady. Anyway.
Yes.
Continue
well,
on.
Anyway,
this is great. You're on WWDB AM 860.
Yeah, came from school, put on the record radio, and there was the song. We're so shocked. I'm like, that's the song. Because we did it in May. It didn't come out until, I think, about October, November.
And the year?
1961.
Wow. My God, I graduated from high school the year before. Wow.
I was still in high school, believe it. But anyway, I was so surprised. I'm like, oh, my God, there's the song. We didn't know what to expect at all. We thought we were going to come out on Liberty Records. Instead, he got a hold of Lester Phil from Atlantic Records, who was managing the Coasters at the time, and put it out on their, they got their own label, and they put us out as their first record.
And in my research, I found that he actually started Lieber and Stoller, Lester Phil. Did a lot of research on him. But anyway,
really?
You're listening to WWDBA 860 AM radio, 888-329-3306. Call and be part of this menagerie, this rock and roll rock and roll revelry menagerie, and have a great time with us on the radio every Saturday, 4 to 5 p.m. on Rock and Roll Revelry.
Dee Dee, can you tell us some of the many groups that you have shared the stage with?
Oh, my gosh. All of those girls that you mentioned, we have shared the stage with, and I loved them all. That's one thing I do like about that time. We were really into each other. We didn't even know how to take a bow when we first went on stage.
Well, Dee Dee, why don't you say some of the names of the groups? Because we've
the Shirelles, the Ronettes, the Orlons, the Marvelettes, the Dixie Cups we hadn't met yet. We didn't meet them until their record came out, I think, in 63 or 4. But these other groups were out earlier. And so we would work with them, and we didn't know any. I mean, when I say nothing, I had never seen a show.
God bless you.
We went on stage, and we didn't even know how to bow, how to hold hands, nothing. And the Orlons took us aside and said, okay, let us show you something.
The Philadelphia Orlons.
Let us show you green girls something. I said, we were so green, we were yellow. We hadn't even turned green yet.
And, of course, the Orlons are a Philadelphia group from Cameo Parkway Records.
It was Rosetta and Shirley
and
Marlene
and Steve.
Yes.
So did they tell you how to dress and how to walk and what to do?
No, my mom was good with that.
Whoa.
She got our costumes for us. She went to school for design and all that sort of thing.
Oh,
so
wow.
She was good. And they got our first costumes because we didn't have pictures, we didn't have costumes, we didn't have anything.
But you always, on stage, you guys looked terrific and you took your bow the right way.
Yeah, because the Orlon showed us. I'm telling you, I never ever saw a show. Never saw a lot of shows. I saw Dick Clark and I saw, you know, Ed Sullivan, but I never was on a show. I never went to a live show. So we didn't really know what to do. But thank God the Orlines took us in hand and showed us what to do, how to bow.
Dee Dee, before we continue and we play your number three hit, which was a monster hit in 1963, we have someone just calling in to say hello. I think someone you know. Barbara, are you on the line with us? Are you on the air?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Yes. Hi there, Barbara.
This is Barbara Hawkins.
How you doing?
This is Barbara Hawkins of the Dixie Cups, Chapel of Love and Ike Waiko and People Say.
Yes.
How is everyone?
We're doing great.
I'm doing good.
Billy?
I'm going to the chapel.
Of love. That's what people
that's
say.
A good thing.
That's what people say.
For the fourth time.
Well, they say if you don't get it right the first time, try it again.
That's right. People would argue and say, oh, Liz Taylor's been married so many times. I said, at least she can still get husbands. Some people can't get one.
Barbara, would you be so kind to share your love for Dee Dee and how much you love her, not only as a friend, but as an entertainer, as a singer, as an arranger, as a group manager? She's phenomenal. Share your thoughts on Philadelphia Radio on WWDB 860 AM, Rock and Roll Reveille, Father Jim Show.
Well, I think we met Dee Dee on the Dick Clark Caravan of Stars because there were 15 acts on. And the Crystals were very friendly to us and held our hands and told us a few things. They were young also, but they knew more than we did because we were just coming out and, you know, we didn't know what to do. But we befriended each other and stayed friends. And whenever we can get together, we do. And I love Dee Dee because when my sister died, Dee Dee sent a friend of hers to sing in Rosa's place until I could get a permanent person.
May she rest in peace, Barbara. May she rest in peace, Barbara.
Yes, yes. So she did that for us, and I'll always appreciate her for that. But she's a great friend to have.
Now, listen, I'm going to play this song, which everyone in this audience, maybe 4 million people, knows this song, because when I emceed their show at Pottstown High School, I said they sing in a special language called I Love You, but it's called Da Do Run Run.
And it goes like this. Hi, everybody. This is Joey D from the Starlighters. I'm a Jersey boy, but I'll tell you what. When I'm in Philadelphia, I listen to Father Jim Drucker, the rock and roll priest, on WWDB AM 860. Be there or be square.
Maybe you'll be there while you're there. Maybe you'll be there while you're there. Each
time I see. And that is Billy Carlucci and the Essentials, one of our heroes on the program, and Amen. My personal hero, an Army veteran as well. As you know, today is the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, and faith is very important to all of us veterans and also to our families. And let me share with you a prayer we often say while in the field, to each other, and in our places of worship. The 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters.
He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup overflows.
Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
My fellow veterans, always remember, we'll be there. Call me, 856-278-4042, or text 988. And the longer you delay to make a decision, you'll make the right decision.
We love you, veterans. We love you, veterans. Call in 888-329-3304.
Independence Day, July the 4th. We'll be celebrating for all of our brave veterans on that day as well. I know it's not the proper thing. Bless you. I'm Dr. Andrew Savicki, retired United States Air Force Lieutenant Colonel and psychologist. It's a blessing to share the Philadelphia airwaves with you, such a legend, on WWDB AM 860 on our rock and roll reveille. We're on 8, and please call us. I'm sorry, Didi. I just want to make sure we get as many calls as possible on 888-329-3306. Didi, talk to me, please.
I want to. I'm listening to these voices, and I'm saying, my God, Frankie Lyman, they don't have voices like that anymore. Arlene Smith, my God, Lala Brooks, they had voices. I mean, we,
unbelievable.
Like eight, we had eight tracks. We didn't have 64 tracks. We didn't have do-overs. We didn't have any. You just went in that studio, and you did it. And I'm saying, I'm so unhappy And I'm happy because I know the talent was there, but I'm so unhappy that the people really didn't really get what we deserve, because these vocals and these songs were from the heart, and we were kids.
And this song you told me was reminiscent of you yourself becoming a teenager.
Yes. Frankie Lyman, I was still a little kid, but I knew I was listening to a kid. That's so funny. But he was fantastic. And then when I heard the Chantels, I was becoming a teenager. And that song, I thought that segue.
Dee Dee, great.
If
you could, only because so many of us are in the military or have family members in the military. Tell me about your family members who were in the military, please.
Well, my dad, believe it or not, was a little bit too young to go in World War II, but he tried to sneak in, but my grandma caught him. So he couldn't get in. But his older brother
went
into...
What a show.
His older brother went into the Air Force. My mother's oldest brother went into the Merchant Marines, and my mother's next brother, right under him, went into the Navy.
Now, what are their names, Dee Dee? What are their names?
Okay, my uncle... My father's oldest brother was named Jesse Kennebrew. My mother's oldest brother was named Wilson Edwards. And the next brother was named Theo Edwards. Those were the only people, because we were a family of mostly all girls.
Now listen, we have another surprise caller from the famed Vanilla Fudge.
Vanilla Fudge,
guitar player. Vinny, you're getting a lot of feedback. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Are you in the car driving along?
I'm not driving, but I'm in the car.
What's your name? Is it Mary?
What's your name?
Is it Vinny Martell?
Yes, it is.
So, Vinny, say hello to Dee Dee on the air. We're getting a lot of echo, Vinny, so we have to make it short.
Okay, well, how you doing, Dee Dee? I love your music. When I was a teenager growing up in the Bronx, New York, you know, we were rocking to you guys and to everybody you were talking about, Frankie Lyman and maybe all that stuff.
I love that stuff. So great.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. And a lot of people, I got friends of mine that they only like the 50s stuff. They don't even like the stuff I'm doing now. They just love the 50s, and that's it.
Vinny, keep them hanging on. Set them free.
Vinny, we're going to have to cut you. I hate to cut an act because you're getting a lot of echo on the air, and it's not helping. All right, I love you, Vinny. Thanks for calling in. God bless you, Vinny. And listen, back in 1962... this Dee Dee Kennebrew was your number one record, and they were all less than 2.5 minutes. I love this song, He's a Rebel.
Proud.
Number one in September 1962. Now, Dee Dee, who actually discovered you and the group, the Crystals? Was it your Uncle Benny? Was it Phil Spector?
No, it was Barbara's Uncle Benny.
Okay.
Discovered us. And that song, I'm going to tell you, we did a remake in about the 80s. And I had one of the girls that was with me now about 20 years. She says, you know, you're on anime. And I said, what the heck is anime? She says, it's on the computer. So I went on anime and I played. I says, you know, that's not the original. I said, that's me, Lala, Barbara was gone by then, a girl named Gretchen Gale, whose father was Eric Gale, famous guitar player. And I said, that's us redoing the song over. She said, she didn't even notice it wasn't even us.
Well, you did a great job. I heard that version. It was very, very good.
Thank you. That was just a buyout. We did all of our songs over again in the 80s.
Dee Dee, in the 1960s, there were famous songwriters, Barry Mann and his wife, Cynthia Weil,
yes,
and the other famous songwriting husband and wife team, Ellie Greenwich and Jeff Barry.
And Carole King. Don't forget her.
Carole King.
Carole King and Jerry Goffin.
Yes, they wrote your Billboard cash box and record world hit song, Then He Kissed Me.
It must have been a wonderful to have all these hit, major hit records.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. It was. And we were steady on the road all the time. And we never really got a chance to really be home much. So we were always on the darn road. And because of that, you lose a lot of your home friends because you're all over the place. So now I have friends I got to call California.
Yeah.
I have a good friend I keep in touch with in Australia, in fact, two. So all of your friends are all over the place, and I don't get to see them because I'm now living in Atlanta, Georgia. But even if I were in New York, I found one girl from school. One girl.
I can't
even find anybody anymore.
I
was always gone.
Did they have school on the road for you, or you just toured and didn't do school?
No. I'm going to tell you, my school was called Quintana School for the Young Professional. I think it's still around, and this was all kids that were working in show business that couldn't keep a regular schedule. So that's the way it was. When we were home, we went to school. When we were on the road, we took correspondence with us and had to be up to ready to take your Regents at the end of the year, like you were there all year. So that was, but I mean, I was in school. Gregory Hines was my class president. Let's see. Patty Duke was doing Miracle Worker. Bernadette Peters was there. I mean, everybody in the school was in show business.
Wow. How wonderful. Dee Dee, I don't know if you're aware that Billy's not just a sensational singer, but he's also a songwriter. Who did you write for, Billy?
Oh, I wrote for Ricky Nelson, The Three Degrees, The Flamingos, Teresa Brewer, Leslie Gore.
And, oh, my goodness.
I had over 1,500 releases of records.
Three Degrees, you mentioned, right?
3 Degrees, yeah.
And the Flamingos.
And the Flamingos.
Yes.
Jake and Zeke came into the studio. I was at Mercury, and they asked me to write and produce one of the records, but they didn't want to do a ballad. They
Now, listen, we have a great idea. Billy said to me, up mic, Father, you know what? Let's produce a Billy and the Essentials new CD with all of the Crystal's hits. What do you think? What do you think, Dee Dee?
I think that'd be great. Listen, they're constantly using them in movies. I was coming to the movies, and I come out, and I hear, and then he kissed me in the Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron movie. So they're still using those songs.
And it's going to be dedicated to the Crystals.
Absolutely. And we'll get you to be a vocal on it, to be maybe the intro, maybe sing a song now, present day. Maybe with a guitar or something, or keyboard, you know? It'd be a wonderful idea.
Yeah, cool.
And we're going to produce it, and we're going to dedicate it to you and the Crystals. How's that?
Well, that's great.
Billy, am I right?
So, yeah. You deserve a lot, because you guys are really terrific, and I love you dearly. You're just such a nice lady.
Dee Dee, Father Jim shared that you told him, and I quote, "After a while, Uncle Benny thought we were ready, so he took us over to the Brill Building."
Brill Building.
Yes, yeah. Where other writers and music producers were to see if he could get us a record deal. About 7 p.m. one evening, a little guy popped his head into our room where we were rehearsing in the Brill Building. How old were you when you entered the famous New York City Hitmakers Brill Building, please?
We didn't know one thing from the other, but I was 15.
Did you meet many of the famed songwriters who wrote some of your...
Yeah, but even when Bill popped in, we didn't know who the heck he was. Our manager, Benny, knew. The only way he described him to us was he said, he just wrote the song, he just produced the song for Gene Pitney, Every Little Breath I Take. Well, we knew that.
Wow.
And he said, he just did us... Spanish Harlem for Benny King, and we knew that. We only knew the work. We didn't know him, so we didn't know anything. I mean, we really didn't know who was famous. And when you buy a record at 15, 14 years old, you're not looking to see who wrote it.
Dee Dee, how are you able to handle all that fame at 15 years old? How'd you do it?
When you don't know, you don't know.
Now, Dee Dee, it reminds me, I had a group sign with RCA Records, Wayne and Merlin, who used to be the Golden Toadstools. You can see why I changed their name. They were from Louisiana. They were great. Merlin Jones and Kenneth Wayne Branham played guitar like butter, like Vinnie Martell. And I was in the with the production people, Ted Darrow, who wrote She Cried, the first million seller for the Jay and the Americans.
Yes.
And Jim Folkesall was down the end. And this young man comes in. He knew I was a disc jockey at the number one station in America, WARM, W590, Jim Drucker, et cetera, et cetera. And he said, Jim, are you from WARM? I said, yes. I said, what's your name? He said, John. He said, listen, I just recorded this. A group recorded this song. I wrote it. Would you take it back to WARM to play it? I said, yeah, sure. I'll see if I can get the music director. Aaron. It was leaving on a jet plane. It was John Denver.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
Dee Dee, Barry Mann and his wife Cynthia wrote this hit. Permit me to introduce He's Sure the Boy I Love by the Crystals.
Okay. Always dreamed the boy I love would come along. And he'd be tall and handsome, rich and strong. Now that boy I love has come to me. But he sure ain't the way I thought he'd be. Okay.
Next week, I'm going to have a Cobra attack pilot from Vietnam that I met at the Wolfhounds reunion at Tulsa, Oklahoma a few weeks ago. Bobby Seger is on the line to say hello to everybody and tell you about his story next week on the air on Rock and Roll Reveille, Father Jim Drucker Show. Bobby.
Hi. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I just want you to share the show next week. Bring him up. Bobby, talk.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Bobby, I just want you to tell what we're going to do next week, please.
Oh, okay. Well, in Vietnam, I flew a helicopter gunship. More specifically, I flew a Cobra attack helicopter. So if you're interested in finding out what it was like flying a Cobra in combat in Vietnam, please tune in next Saturday at 4 p.m. I think it'll be a great show.
Bobby, thank you, and God bless you for service to our country, and I know all the Wolfhounds consider you their hero.
Well, I'm not, but I'm looking forward to the show next Saturday.
Dee, I have to tell you, it's been a blessing. It's an hour. I wish you were 18 hours. It's been a blessing to have you on the air and with Barbara. And God is so good to us. It's such a blessing to be on the air on a 10,000-watt radio station. And this is Rock and Roll Reveille. And Father Jimmy Drucker, Father Jimmy Nicholas Drucker from Philadelphia. And I just want to ask God to continue to bless you and the Crystals and Barbara and all our good entertainer friends, Joey D that was on with us, a little promo, and Tony Orlando, my dear friend. And I want you to know that I adore you and I love you, dear.
Thank you so much. And I remember working with Tony Orlando at the Apollo when he had Bless You.
Wow.
Now, listen, we're going to be sending you by mail and Barbara Hawkins, a very special certificate of honor, Rock and Roll Reveille. Bring some do run, if you can, Matthew. So, and it says Dolores D.D. Kinnebrew, international fame recording artist, The Crystals. The do run, he's a rebel, well, then he kissed me. And I'm sending this beautiful certificate to you. And soon we're going to be going video, God willing. I want to have you back for that. And Art Bolo, radio's best friend, has considered me a wonderful DJ, radio announcer, and he's going to be coming in with a camera crew in a few weeks to tape our whole menagerie here. So I want you to call in for that. I love you.
Love you too, and thank you. Thank you very much.
Everybody say we love you, Dee Dee.
Thank you, Dee Dee. We appreciate you so much.
Love you, Dee Dee.
Thank you. Love you, Dee Dee.
Thank you for your magic. You're wonderful.
Thank you.